One of the reasons, and you folks know we've talked about this before, that folks are reluctant to take on the gifts of adoption is because they're afraid of birth complications. They're afraid of prematurity or drug exposure or poor prenatal care, poor postnatal care, young birth moms, old birth moms. Well, let's take a look at this one. Now, prematurity has been linked with an awful lot of things. The more premature the baby gets, the more likely you are to run the risk of developmental problems or health problems or cognitive problems. From Chicago, very small premature babies born with brain damage. Now, these are kids. Now, keep in mind, now these are small. This is probably 2-3 pounds, even smaller. Listen to this. Won't necessarily have below normal intelligence after all. According to a study that found many of the kids' IQ scores improve over time. Very premature babies run the risk of a variety of neurological problems, ranging from cerebral palsy, retardation, vision trouble, to the more subtle learning and behavior problems. The study found that many youngsters considered borderline retarded, now that's down around an IQ of about 70, okay, that's the bottom 2 to 5% of kids in intellectual assessment, made up for lost ground and ended up scoring in the nearly normal IQ range by age 8. Got it? So, one of the fears, one of the concerns, one of the worries. My son Peter was born 2 months premature. He was born in at 3 pounds. We went to visit him. He was so tiny, it was frightening. Petey is definitely one of our intellectually more competent children. He does a fine job. These findings are unusual because previous research has found long-term consequences in very premature babies. And because, and here's the big because, conventional wisdom says that IQ scores don't change, at least in people born at normal weight. That is not true. IQ scores do change. They do fluctuate. If you're a college grad, you can make your IQ score go up 10 to 15 points. There's no question about that. Lead researcher Laura Ment, that's a good name, you know, Ment, M-E-N-T, for somebody doing mental stuff. A pediatric neurologist at Yale University said, "We were thrilled by the findings and surprised. We found children progressively getting better between 3 and 8 years of age. Kids from two-parent families, those whose mothers had high levels of education and involvement, and who got attention such as speech therapy early on, showed the most improvement." So, I will knock down one pillar of fear of those of you who are saying, geez, we sure would like to adopt, but you know, there's some scary stuff out there. Well, in this rather extensive study, they have said, and by the way, this has been my own personal experience, that kids put into a loving, stable, stimulating environment make up one whale of a lot of lost ground. The study, 300 kids roughly, weighing just above 2 pounds. That is small. All right? That is a great study.